This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The first day of public testimony in the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump has ended. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, two top diplomats were center stage on Capitol Hill.
William Taylor is the top diplomat in Ukraine. He testified there were discussions about U.S. aid and investigations of Joe Biden.
A member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations.
Gordon Sondland is another diplomat. That staff member asked him what President Trump thought about Ukraine.
Mr. Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden.
This was after President Trump's July phone call with the new leader of Ukraine that set off the impeachment inquiry. Ranking Republican Devin Nunes says nothing bad happened.
Security assistance was provided to Ukraine without the Ukrainians having done any of the things they were supposedly being blackmailed to do.
An anonymous whistleblower's complaint set off the inquiry, and Republicans want to hear from that person in a closed hearing. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And in a late development, the House Intelligence Committee defeated a motion to compel testimony from that whistleblower in the impeachment investigation. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to the White House for a second time. At what is a low ebb in relationships between Washington and Ankara, Erdogan recently infuriated U.S. officials when he ignored American warnings not to invade northeastern Syria in an operation targeting Syrian Kurds. The Turkish leader has also upset American defense officials and diplomats by purchasing S-400 missile defense systems from Russia. That move prompted the United States to eject Turkey from its F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Israeli airstrikes have been met with a rain of missiles as Gaza violence soared for a second day. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Israeli airstrikes have killed more than 20 Palestinians in Gaza in 2 days of intensified violence. A father and his two sons were among the dead on Wednesday. From early morning, Gaza militants fired rockets into Israel. This one was intercepted by Israeli defenses. Israel's military said strikes took out at least 3 crews preparing to launch the rockets over the border. Islamic Jihad named 2 of the dead as members. The worst fighting in months began on Tuesday when Israel killed an Islamic Jihad commander, Abul Atta. It accused him of masterminding recent attacks on Israel and planning more in future. That sparked a rain of rockets into Israel throughout the day, which were met with further Israeli airstrikes.
And late Wednesday, Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad offered terms for an Egyptian-mediated Gaza ceasefire with Israel, saying that if those terms were not met, it would continue cross-border attacks indefinitely. Pro-democracy protesters, many of them students, have barricaded themselves at universities in Hong Kong as the schools become the latest flashpoints in the demonstrators' quest for greater autonomy from China. Police entered the Chinese University of Hong Kong, Polytechnic University, and the University of Hong Kong, lobbing tear gas inside the first two institutions. That touched off fights at several schools. A police spokesman, Se Chen Chong, said that demonstrators have been using swords and other weapons to attack police.
Offensive weapons like electric swords, bows and arrows were used by rioters to target police officers. Rioters violence reached a very dangerous and even deadly level.
The protests are now in their 5th month. Tensions have been building since last Friday when a student from Hong Kong University of Science and Technology died after falling one story in a parking garage during a police clearance operation. At least 7 people were killed and 10 others wounded Wednesday when a car bomb exploded in the Afghan capital of Kabul. An Interior Ministry spokesman said the early morning blast targeted a foreign private security company vehicle. He said 4 foreign employees of the company were among those injured, but gave no further details. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the bombing, which came after several days of a lull in violence in Kabul. Taliban insurgents and militants linked to the Afghan branch of the Islamic State group often claim credit for plotting such attacks. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.